Good morning to each one. We also bring you Christian greetings this morning. I know I've been blessed and also inspired this morning as we looked into His Word. And I trust that we will continue to find a blessing from the Lord. been reading through the book of Matthew and our brother mentioned about studying the minor prophets. Just got done reading through that, and then you get into the book of Matthew, which, yeah, I enjoy the gospel so much. But there's always something there for us, even in those minor prophets. And I was inspired again this lesson and today again, and I'm actually enjoying. When you study it out, there's nuggets of truth there. And like we were reminded again this morning, the day of the Lord draweth nigh. And I'll be one of them preachers that I'll say that again. It's drawing nigh. And I could be having any moment. The Lord comes. So are we ready? And I appreciated so much Ernie's devotions. And where's your fuel gauge this morning? I like that illustration. Something so practical. Where is it? Does it hang to the E or full? And is that why you're here this morning? Because you want to keep it full. And walking in the Spirit. Well, that's not my subject this morning, but I do covet your prayers. So I would invite you to turn to Matthew 9. I'm reading through the book of Matthew, and there's a few verses that jumped out at me. And I might have preached about this before. I don't know. Something in my back of mind probably thinks I have done. But Matthew 9, verse 35 to the end of the chapter there. We have Jesus in his ministry here, and he is a very busy man. As he goes about, as he performs miracles, as he teaches, as he preaches, as he does healing, whether if it's the blind, the lame, he actually brings people to life again. And so in verse 35, we have Jesus going about in all cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And that was the work of Christ. As he went about his ministry, as he spent his time on the earth. And I had to think what it would have been a wonderful time to be living in these cities, villages, in this time, to have the great master teacher. And I don't, that thought was just ringing in my mind as I was preparing this. To know that God's beloved Son was actually walking on this earth, it would have been wonderful to have been there. And to know that, to go to the synagogue on a Sabbath and to hear Jesus up front teaching. What better message could you hear that morning? It must have been wonderful to hear his message. Teaching and preaching. And that's what he was doing. I also thought it would have been wonderful if I would have had a sickness. Or if I was lame. And I couldn't walk right. Or if I actually was blind. And I met the great healer. And Jesus would lay his hand on me and said, "What do you need done?" I said, "I want to see." And he said, you can see and you're healed and your eyes were open. And there was, your eyes would like into the face of Jesus. Or he said, "Rise up and take up your bed and walk." Could you imagine healing? This was actually Jesus himself healing. It would have been wonderful to have been here at this time, to have Jesus stop by and heal you. Whether if you had sickness or, you know, there were stories after story we could read about. Well, more than that, that this teacher, this God's beloved son, this man Jesus, would be at your local synagogue and you were there listening to him preach. Or maybe you were by the seashore one day and there was a gathering, a crowd there. And something about hearing his teaching, his message, and it would speak to your heart. This was a little different. This was God's son preaching. We're getting into the New Testament. This was something different. And you heard this man preach the word of God, preaching the powerful message, preaching a convincing message, preaching a heart-searching message, and it spoke to your heart. And you said, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to turn from my way. I was spiritually blind, but now I can see because I accepted this teacher. He spoke about the needs that were in your heart and life, and you accepted it. And he said, Lord, I want to follow you. Turn from all your old ways and follow the Lord Jesus. We sang that song. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. He climbed up a tree. And I love that story so much because there was a man that had a desire to find Jesus, but he also had a desire to have Jesus speak to his heart and to have Jesus change his sinful ways. And we have Jesus stopping that day, and you children know that story so good. And Jesus, and you can almost picture Zacchaeus like, is this man going to stop or isn't he? Is he going to take time for me? Because I lived a sinful, crooked life. He was a tax collector, cheated the people. Would Jesus take time for a cheater? Could you imagine maybe his heart pounding as Jesus was coming? Jesus stops and says, Zacchaeus, why come down? Not only did he tell him to come down, but he says, I'm going to come to your house. And could you just see it? Zacchaeus just leaping for joy and down off the tree. There's one thing he told Zacchaeus that day when Zacchaeus just poured his heart out to Jesus and said, Lord, I am willing to do what it takes. He said, I'm going to restore fourfold. Give back what I have told. I'm going to restore fourfold. I'm going to go the second, third, fourth mile if I have to. Jesus told him, this day is salvation. Come to this house. For as much as he also, the son of Abraham, and the son of man has come to seek, for the son of man is come to seek and to save, which was lost. So we see here what Jesus' ministry was all about. And we have Zacchaeus willing to do whatever it took and follow him the whole way. And this morning our brother talked about living a double life, and it was a challenge to my own life because so often we can, well, Sunday today, we're into it, but what about tomorrow and throughout the week? Where am I? Zacchaeus wanted to go the whole way. Am I willing to go the whole way? Just a side note. Anyway, this was the heartbeat of Jesus' ministry. And Jesus said, this is why I came on this earth, to seek and to save the lost. Yes, it was his healing, but it was saving the lost. He wanted to get the people to realize who he really was and what his full purpose of coming to this earth was all about. It's like Ernie mentioned about him coming, God sending his son. What a blessing this morning that is. I don't think we get used to that idea of actually coming and delivering us. That's what Jesus was here for. Delivering us from the bondage of sin. And so that when we think about the day of the Lord, we say, it's okay. I'm ready. Even so, come. Because I'm ready. It's what our Lord Jesus has done for me. Okay, so that was That's why he came here. It was his teaching program to get the people to realize who he was, and they wanted him to follow Jesus. To allow it to speak to their hearts and to change their ways. He wanted his listeners to accept him and to realize why he came. But this morning, even though I said it would have been wonderful to be back in those days when Jesus was here, actually. But this morning, even though he's not here, Jesus is not sitting here in front of us. He's not up here teaching. But he's actually, his spirit and his presence is with us. And he can go with me when I leave this place, when I face the job tomorrow morning, throughout the week. His spirit is in my heart. And I'm walking in the spirit like Ernie talked about. I can this morning. This morning, let's not use any excuses. We can't. We can have his spirit presence living each day of my life. And that is a blessing this morning, to know that his ever-abiding presence is with me. And whatever I face in life, I know that he's there. He's giving me the strength. He is giving me the power to face every day of my life, every moment of my life, actually it is. So thank you for his ever-abiding spirit. Well, this, getting back to our text here, we have Jesus, a very busy man, going about his work. Now, we see something here that's happening. Jesus went about the cities and villages and teaching the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease to every people. So people found out about this man. This man, Jesus, drew a crowd. A multitude of people, it says in verse 6, but when he saw the multitude, there was a multitude of people here. And when he saw the multitude, what did Jesus see? When he looked across the multitude here in Matthew 9:36, he seen a lot of people. I don't know how many there were, but there was a multitude. Could have been a couple thousand. And when Jesus fed the 5,000, it was like 5,000 out there. I don't know. What did Jesus see? He saw a great crowd of people following him. What did he see when he looked at these people? He seen a great crowd of people that looked very needy. He seen needs in this crowd of people. Jesus said, they look like a herd of sheep. Like a bunch of sheep that were bewildered, harassed, distressed, dejected, helpless. Amplified says, sheep without a shepherd. That's what they look like. He says, because they were fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. This morning, if you know anything about sheep, Robert's not here this morning, but he's a sheep farmer. He could tell us how much sheep need a lot of care. He could tell us that sheep need a lot of attention. Sheep do not function well without a shepherd. I don't know a lot about sheep. That's what I hear. They are so helpless. They are so needy. They need a lot of care. They need a lot of guiding and leading. And this how this crowd of people looked to the eyes of Jesus. As he looked across the multitude, a great crowd of people, they looked like sheep that have no shepherd, that were scattered abroad. People with needs. And there was one major need that Jesus saw in these people, that they needed to follow and accept the great shepherd. Now, did these people know who this great shepherd was? But that's what Jesus was after. He wanted these people to follow and seek after the good shepherd, like Zacchaeus did. That's what he wanted. He wanted the good shepherd. He wanted the good shepherd. He wanted the people to follow the good shepherd and follow him. That needed him to be the Lord of their life. But verse 36 says, but when he saw the multitude, he what? And that is the heartbeat of my message right here. It's the title of it. He moved with compassion. When he saw the multitude, I am sick and tired of people. I am sick and tired of being around people. I look at their needs. Oh, what a needy bunch. Send them all home. Come back tomorrow. Next week. Let me get my breath. I'm tuckered out. I'm wore out. Disciples, get these people back home where they belong. What are they doing out here following us around like a bunch of... No. Listen. This was the master teacher, Jesus. What did he see when he looked out across that multitude of people that day? What did Jesus see when he seen the great multitude that was just pressing in on him, pressing in, and probably the crowd, just, you know how it is, it's just, what's going on over here? Jesus, here, I'll join. And after a while, the crowd just gets bigger, and there's needs everywhere. When he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. Catch that. You catch that. Pity. Sympathy. When I read this the other day, it really stood out to me. He was moved with compassion. Our Lord Jesus this morning has a heart of compassion. Jesus saw their needs. He saw how confused they were. But most of all, he's seen that their need of the great shepherd. He knew what their inner hearts needed. He seen there was a need to accept the great shepherd in their lives. That could save them from their sins and give them the gift of salvation and offer them a better way to live their lives. Verse 36, Jesus was overwhelmed with compassionate pity for the people. His response echoes the deep inner mercy of God. To show them God's mercy as he pours out his mercy toward his people. And this morning, where would you and I be this morning if it would be for the mercy of God? I don't understand God this morning as, you know, you read there in our Sunday school lesson. And God's ready to pour out judgment on his people. The day of the Lord. And yet he extends mercy. If you would turn from your wicked ways. If you would just cry out to our God. Listen, there's a way out. But it's following me. It's following the great shepherd. That's why he sent his son Jesus. And this morning, what a blessing that our Lord Jesus has a heart of compassion. Where would I be this morning? Would be the heart of compassion of my Lord, your Jesus. Where would we be? Would we be like this multitude, wondering, confused, helpless, weary, fainting? Where would I be this morning if we'd be the heart compassion of my Lord Jesus that said, Kevin, I want you to follow me? And he knocked on my heart one day, and he knocked on yours, and I hope you're following him this morning. I trust that you are. It was this heart of compassion that said, come follow me. Are you weary? Are you worn?
I'll take your load.
But Jesus said, there's a standard that you're going to have to live when you follow me. Jesus said, you need to deny yourself. Pick up the cross and follow me. Well, Jesus saw the needs of the people. He was moved with compassion because they were sheep without a shepherd. And I'm so thankful this morning that Jesus came to be the shepherd of my life. Is it yours this morning? Question that was niggling in my mind as I was studying. Why did Jesus have a heart of compassion? It's because he loves us. Why? And I don't understand. Why would someone love people that want to just so many times take their own way? And so many times in our mind we reject the Lord. And so many times we want to question, really, is the Christian life really the life to live? Did you ever wonder about those? Well, this morning, when I choose to follow the Great Shepherd, because that is the life that is worth living. Do you believe that this morning? Are you satisfied following this Great Shepherd? I know it gets, there's struggles, there's whatever. But this morning, it is worth it. I encourage you on. And he will meet every need. Your need, my need. The Good Shepherd does that this morning. The shepherd of the heart of compassion, that moves with compassion, is willing to meet my every need. If I am willing to lay it all out before the shepherd, the great shepherd, and say, Lord, here it is. We could go to John 10, and I'll just love those verses there in John 10. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. What a blessing to have the compassionate Lord Jesus that cares so much about my life and what I face and what I go through, that he is my shepherd this morning. I can fully trust the Good Shepherd this morning. I can put my trust in the Good Shepherd this morning. I know that he will never let me down. I know that he is with me every step of the way. I know that I can fully follow the Good Shepherd. And that is where I will find my strength. And you could go to John 10. It's just a beautiful picture of the Good Shepherd. And how he compares that to the thief and the hireling. And Jesus said, I am the door of the sheepfold, and I know my sheep. I know them. I actually call them by names, and they enter. The only way to get into the fold is entering through me. The Good Shepherd knows. And one of the blessings of that passage I see, Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. I think it's John 10, verse 11, says, the Good Shepherd giveth life for the sheep. This morning, what does that mean to you when I realize that that's where I find my life, my strength to face the new day? Is that where you find your strength for the day? When I get up in the morning and I lay and pour my heart out before the Good Shepherd and say, Lord, I'm ready to face a new day. I don't know what this day is coming, but give me the strength for me to face this day. That's where I find life. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I give life for the sheep. That is where I find true joy and happiness. Is that where you find happiness? Is that where real inner joy comes from? That's anywhere you'll find it. And don't fool yourself. You can think it, you can find it out here somewhere. No, it's when I say, Lord, I'm going to commit myself to you and follow you. And that's where I'm going to find true joy and happiness. And even in hard experiences, we don't like them, do we? When we feel like hard experiences are pressing down on me. But in it all, I can find true joy, true happiness, when I follow the Good Shepherd. It's where I find victory in the battles that I face. Are you having victory this morning? How is it this morning? Listen, battles are real out there. We face a world out there that has a lot of pressure. How am I doing? Am I having total victory this morning? But it's when I turn my battles, my struggles over to the Good Shepherd to say, Lord, help me. That's where I find he gives us victory. He can help us. But so often I want to try to fight those battles myself, or don't quite want to let go because I kind of enjoy whatever temptation it is. But this morning I find victory in the battle that I face in the Good Shepherd. Can't do it on your own strength. It's not going to work. Jesus also said in John 10, it says, I am the Good Shepherd and I know my sheep. Oh, isn't that a word of comfort this morning? That Jesus actually knows you personally. He knows you. He knows me. He knows what I'm going through. He knows the trials, the challenges of life that brings. He knows. He knows all about my life. If I'm trying to hide something underneath that no one knows anything about. Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd and I know my sheep. And this morning, you're not just a number in Jesus' eyes. You're not just a, oh yeah, are you back there following me? Hey, hang on, we're going out for the ride. You're just a number. You're just part of the multitude. You're just whoever, a Rife, Kevin Rife. No, Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd and I know my sheep. He knows you in a very special, the Good Shepherd living in your heart. So that's where we need to have him there. And then he knows us in a very personal way. And what he loves this morning more than ever, when we take time out of our busy schedule and we pick up his word and we commune with the Good Shepherd. When we fellowship together, when I spend time in prayer, that's what he loves to hear, my prayers, my thankfulness, my gratitudes, my struggle, whatever. He knows us this morning. He knows me. He knows you this morning. He really does. You're special. He knows you in a very special way. He follows you. If you're following him, he knows your voice. That's one thing about a shepherd. And you can have, it's amazing how animals can recognize you and your voice, whether if it's a dog or they know you. The Good Shepherd really knows us in a very personal way. Another way that our Good Shepherd is that he is willing. He was willing to lay down his life for his sheep. Verse 17, therefore my Father loved me because I lay down my life that I might take it again. We just came through Easter. Jesus' death and resurrection were part of God's plan for salvation to the world. It was all under God's control, under God's plan. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, the one that has the heart of compassion, the heart of love and compassion, was willing to give his life or lay it down. We talked about that a little earlier. But he was willing. Because he's the death of the cross. Hanging there in shame, going through the agony and the pain and the suffering. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I was willing to do that so you and I can experience salvation. So that you and I can experience a life living for the Lord, having Him in our hearts. A new life in Christ. So that I can experience my sins totally washed and gone. He takes our sins with Jesus Christ's blood that He shed and He washes them. Experience, what a blessing. Jesus said, He was willing to do that because of His heart of love and compassion. Well, moving on here, kind of like my second part of the message. In verse 37, Jesus said to His disciples, He compared the lost multitude to a field that was ready for harvest. In verse 37, then He saith this to His disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but where are the laborers? Look at the harvest. Look at the multitude out here. Look at the eagerness of people searching for truth. The field is ready. The harvest is ready. But where are the laborers? Harvest is plenteous. And there's abundant of harvest. It's a bountiful harvest. The laborers are few. There's only a few that are willing to go and harvest. Jesus said, pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that He would send forth laborers into His harvest. And this morning I had to think about today. As we look around in our world today, is the harvest truly ready, plentiful, ripe for harvest, maybe ripe for judgment? People today need the Good Shepherd in their lives. They need to be told about the Good Shepherd. I thought about the other week when Chris and I were flying down to minister meetings. Our layover was in Atlanta, Georgia, and we had a couple-hour layover. And the people, you know, there's planes coming and going all the time. They're landing one after the other, and they're leaving. And the airport was full. And it was just fun looking, watching people. Some old, some young families, some men with long hair, tattooed. Some people are running. They don't want to miss their flight. Some people are eating, having a good time, waiting for departure. People are moving. People are going. And I had to think to myself, where are they heading? Yes, they're heading to wherever their next flight was, but where are they heading spiritually? And how come I am here as a follower of the Good Shepherd was spared? And we can't cast judgment on all the people, but this morning that some people look sad with rings and tattoos, and this morning they're heading, there's eternal souls at stake that are heading for eternity. Does that move me to compassion? To have eternal souls heading for the eternity somewhere. The question that came to my mind, as a follower of Jesus, when I see the loss about me, what does that do to me? Do I respond like my Lord Jesus? And when He saw the multitude, He was moved with compassion on them. Does that move me this morning when I think about close relatives, family, neighbors, people, that maybe they're not right with God and are heading somewhere? Do I move with compassion? Am I a man of compassion or a woman of compassion? When I see the lost, it looks like sheep without a shepherd. Or am I too busy with my work and my life that I do not care about the loss about me? Does the loss grip my heart this morning as it did Jesus? He seen needy people here. Because they were fainted, it says, and they were scattered abroad, sheep without a shepherd. Do I have that same heart of compassion that Jesus had toward me? Now, am I willing to take that same, am I channeled in that same compassionate heart that my Lord Jesus offered to me? Am I able to grasp that heartbeat of compassion and willing to take it and share it with someone that is ready and willing to listen the good news about the Great Shepherd? Am I? So that's out there in the world, the loss. How much love, and bring this closer home now, how much love and compassion do I have the ones that I have a very close connection with? Now this is kind of bringing a little different twist in here. But how much love and compassion do I have to the ones that I have close connect with? And it comes right down to the ones that I rub shoulders with all the time. And it could be that brother beside you in the bench, that sister beside you, or whoever. It's the ones that I know well, that we work together, that can rub us the wrong way so many times. It's the ones that we struggle with. And it's because we see their faults. We see their shortcomings. We see the mistakes. We see it all. You know, it's different than going somewhere and meeting someone and it looks like that person has it together. But what about once we really get to know someone in a very... Do I have love and compassion for my brother this morning? I'd like to lay that with you this morning. Do I? I know life brings struggles. We have disagreements. We can come right in here to our brotherhood. But I'd like to leave you with you, and I'm really speaking to my heart this morning. Do I have love and compassion for my brother? Do I dwell on his faults, his shortcomings, mistakes, his weak areas? Or am I a man of compassion? And I have captured the love and compassion of my Lord Jesus. And that's the heartbeat of my message this morning. And when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. Am I moved with compassion? And God has put in my life for a reason. Does it move me this morning? Because of my Lord Jesus, this great shepherd, that moved with compassion about my own life. And so many times I have to get on my knees and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I looked twice at that undressed person, lady, whatever it was. Or Lord, I am sorry I didn't have pure thoughts today. Lord, I'm sorry I had a bad attitude about someone. Lord, I am sorry. Will you forgive me? And Jesus said, sure, I'll forgive you. But then this morning, we need to capture that heart of compassion to my brother, my sister, or whoever. It's whoever. Jesus showed me the heart of compassion. Am I willing to show it to others? Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that I would be that useful person to work in his kingdom, to help build his kingdom. That's what Jesus is after this morning. Our Lord is after this morning. God is looking for us to be useful in his kingdom. And I know things don't always go how we like, or I don't know how things don't always flow like they should. They don't always, but this morning God is looking for men and women to rise up and have a heart of compassion like the Lord Jesus that he showed us. And that's who we claim we're following. And I'm glad, I hope that's our testimony this morning, that yes, I'm following him without a doubt of mind. We're following the Good Shepherd. And we're patterning our lives after him and how he lives our lives and how he was moved And we could go through this, through the Gospels, through the rest of the day, and look at illustrations of how Jesus did that. And then he says, I am the good shepherd. I was willing to lay my life down. You don't understand it. God is looking for us to be and to be used for his kingdom. So we can help someone either find their way to the good shepherd or just the simple of giving someone some encouragement along the way. This morning, let's continue to be followers of Jesus. And when we say we're going to follow him, we have a standard of life to live. And it's showing a love of heart and compassion. Let's pray.